Hi everyone, and welcome back to the sixth video for the Old Testament Survey course. In this section, we're going to survey the geography of the Old Testament. This is the physical environment where these events took place. Now I want to look at the geography in two sections. First, we'll learn the geography of the larger part of the Near East where all of this happened, and then we'll look at the specific place where most of the events took place, called the Promised Land. Now, the portion of the world where the Old Testament took place is called the Fertile Crescent. It's called this because, first, it's shaped like a crescent, and second, it's the land where things grow, surrounded by vast deserts. The Fertile Crescent is the place of the first human civilizations, as far as we know, and it's the context of the entire biblical story, Old Testament at least. And it's still a very eventful place in world history, even up to this day. Now, the Fertile Crescent, I want you to know, is made up of three distinct areas. The first area is called Mesopotamia. Now, the word Mesopotamia literally means between two rivers. It's called this because it's mostly between two major rivers, the Tigris and the Euphrates. It's mostly in what is now the modern nation of Iraq. Then the second area is Egypt. Egypt is a long, thin country on either side of the Nile River, surrounded by vast desert. But it was one of the greatest ancient civilizations. And then the third area is called Syria-Palestine. Now this area has many small rivers and many smaller kingdoms, one of which is ancient Israel. But now let's zero in on one part of Syria-Palestine, which is the main setting of most of the Old Testament story. And this is the land given by God to his people. Now there are four general areas of this land that run roughly vertical, north to south, through the entire Holy Land. Moving from west to east, they are first the coastal lowlands. This is the coast of the Mediterranean Sea, gently sloping upwards towards the east. This is the land where the Philistines live in much of the Old Testament history. Next is the Central Highlands. These are rolling hills and small mountains, and this range runs like a spine throughout the country. And then is the Jordan Rift Valley. It's named after the Jordan River, which runs north to south through this valley. It starts in the mountains in the north and flows to the desert in the south. And this region is characterized by water, lakes, and vegetation. And most of this valley is actually below sea level. And the Dead Sea in the south is the lowest place on earth. Continuing to the east is the Transjordan Highlands. It's named this because it's the highlands on the far side of the Jordan River. These hills rise from the Jordan Valley, transitioning to a high plateau leading to the eastern desert. And this is the extent of the Holy Land. Now, when we look at the elevations of these four regions in cross-section, it rises from the sea in the west, rises to the central highlands, then it dips down into the Jordan Valley, and then rises again to the Transjordan Highlands. Now let's talk a little bit about the significance of the Fertile Crescent. Like I mentioned, this is the context of the Old Testament story. The story starts in Mesopotamia with Abraham, who then travels to the Promised Land. Then his family goes down to Egypt, where they were enslaved. Then God brought them out of Egypt into the Promised Land, which they conquered, and they dwelt in the Promised Land until they were unfaithful to God, who had given the land to them. And because of this, God sent them away from the land back to Babylon in Mesopotamia. Then after 70 years, he graciously brought them back to the Promised Land. You see, it's a continually moving away from the corruption of Babylon and Egypt into the gift and blessing of the Promised Land. And we see that the Promised Land is also the crossroads between three continents. It's at the center and battleground between the ancient empires of Egypt, Babylon, and Greece. And it's a prime location at the center of the world, strategic starting place for God eventually to reach the whole world. Now let's talk about the significance of the four sections of the Promised Land. God's people were primarily dwelling in the central highlands, away from the major highways, which were in the coastal lowlands and the Jordan Valley. Therefore, God's people could be insulated from the surrounding nations when necessary, but they were also close enough to interact. When they were obedient and strong, they were in the center of everything to make an influence. But when they were disobedient and weak, they were removed enough to be protected. And in the central highlands, where much of God's people lived, there were no permanent rivers. Therefore, God's people were dependent on him for rain and sustenance. Okay, that's the highlights of the Old Testament geography. Of course, there are many more details of geography, and some of which you'll notice as we go along through the rest of the course. But for now, let's review the three areas of the Fertile Crescent. They are Mesopotamia, Egypt, and Syria-Palestine. And let's review the four areas of the Promised Land. From west to east, they are the coastal plain, the central mountains, the Jordan Valley, and the Transjordan Highlands. Okay, that's the big picture as far as the introduction of the Old Testament physical setting. In the next section, we'll give you an overview summary introduction to the history of the Old Testament. And I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for watching.